Viter in Shas, we are in Shavuos. Daf Mem Beis, picking up on Mem Malvam Beis, but about the page. Second to last line. Ahud Amar Lelchayr is a guy who says to his friend, Havli Shismei Azuzei Damasiknavach. Give me the 600 Zuz that I lent you. Amar Lei says back to him, Velo Partich Mea Kabe. Didn't I already pay you 100 Kav? Beep, turn the page. Mem Beis. Aftse of Galnuts. Right, so I gave you, I paid you back. You know why? Because the kaimei b'shisa shisa, because each one was worth six, and therefore in total I gave you 600 back. Amalei says back to him, la bar 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 kaimei. So he says, wasn't it that it was worth four zuz each at the time? And therefore he sold me 200. Also, just had the two adam came to Bezin and said, ein bar 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 bar. In bar 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 habakami. Yep, that is how much it was, and therefore he wants 200 zuz. The other guy's still claiming, like, no, what do you mean? I paid it up. I wasn't giving you cash then, but this is a done deal. Amar Rav said, Huchsa Kafran, the borrower is considered like a liar because we have eidim here that showed that it wasn't worth six, but rather it was worth four, and therefore we don't trust him, even if he afterwards actually said that he gave 400 in that and 200 in other. Amar Rav Chama, Ha'amar, but you yourself said that we ended off in the yesterday's daf. Kol Mis the Lurami Ali Dinshi, Dinish, Lava the Tape. Anything that's not like really important for a person to remember, they don't remember. So it could be that actually did he pay it back, and therefore he should be off the hook. Amalei Rava, Rava said it back. Ktsusa detara mitkar dekirianche. People will remember the value of how much something's worth when they're buying and they're selling. Rest of Huchsa Kafran, therefore, it's considered a kafran, like a liar. He would have remembered the price of the nuts, and therefore, he's knocked out by the zedim. He has to pay. There was a guy who said to his friend, Havli Meya Zuzi Dabasiktabach, give me the 100 Zuz that I gave to you. Now I'm trying to get out. And here's the star that they have, the star that says that you owe me the money. Amalei, the borrower says to him, Paratich, I paid you back. Amalei, so the lender says to him, Hanu Sitroininu, that money that was just for a side point over there. It was not shaykh to this. Rashi's mitzad achar yisichayivli. He's a chayivli. That's for something else you chayiv me. And look, I still have this shtar over here. You owe me. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, itra shtara, the shtar has now become weakened. Rashi's whole mode of shekiblam. He's a mode that he did accept money. V'lav kol kamini loma is trying to do. He's not believed to say this is like some sort of side hustle. A papa amar lo itra shtara. Says, no, it's not weakened. You can still get it. Udra Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, who says that it's not weakened. How is this case different than the case of one who says to his friend, Havli Meya Zuzi to Masiknabach, give me the 100 Zuz that I want, that you have for me. And here's the Shtar. Amalei, he says, no. In that case, he says to him, Lav Aturi Avatli, did you not give that money to me to buy ox? That is this guy who's being asked for the money, the defendant. He's saying that he was told to go buy cattle to slaughter with the money, and the profits of that would be split between the two of them. So, v'asis v'esivas amaschasa, and later he came and sat by the butcher, and the meat was being sold, and v'kabuch zuzach, and you received your money back. V'amar lein, he says back to him, hanu sitronin, that was a side, it was a side hustle, and you still owe me, the money. Amar papa itrashtar, the star became weakened over here. Right. In other words, he's saying that he's not believed to say that the money was paid for the side debt. So why in our case, our papa say that we do believe it's a side thing. So come on, Hassan, by the case of the oxen, Kibin to Amar Aturi, obviously, since the defendant said to him, you gave me the money to buy the oxen, Umitori Shakot, but you took a payment from the stuff of the ox, Itri Shtara, therefore the star becomes weakened. He's admitting that he took money from the proceeds of the sale of the oxen meat. So it's clear, this is going to suggest that the money returned was actually the original money, right, given to buy the oxen was being returned. Like he said, over here, one could say that those money were actually for the payment of a side shtickle, like he said, and therefore Papa holds that the shtar is not weakened. Back to Gemara. My Havi Allah. What's actually the din? What's the halacha? Well, isn't that a great question? And the answer is that Rav Papi Amar lo Istra Shtar. Rav Papi says the Shtar is not weakened. Rav Sheshes Breda Rav Idi Amar Istra Shtar. It is weakened. Vilchasa Istra Shtar. The law is that the document is weakened. The lender is not able
to say that the money was given for another shtikl toira, another obligation. Vahani miili, when is this true? The par da ape saade, only where the borrower paid the lender in front of Adam, velo itkar le shtara, but he didn't mention that anything about the shtar. He didn't mention the shtar to the lender. Vapari being the daily day. But if the borrower paid the lender between themselves, right, they did it in a private matter, the migo the yachal meimar leidvar meolam, since you could have said ladan, this thing never happened in the first place, so I never paid you back. Therefore, yachal nami leimar sitroinin, he's able to go and say that this money is for a side deal. Ukidavimi derei berei deravavo, and this goes along the world with avimi. Story time. Ahude Amar Leila Chavre. By the way, that's a Gemara in Suvas, says Rashi. Okay, Ahude Amar Leila Chavre. There was a man who says to his friend, he's about to borrow money from him. He says, Behemoth Lee, I believe you. I trust you. Call him Mr. Amar Lee Lo Parana. Whenever you tell me I have not repaid, I'm not able to go and claim that I already repaid you. So the borrower then went and he paid him in front of witnesses. And then later he said, no, it never happened. It wasn't paid yet. The borrower basically gave this lender a carte blanche shtickle of here, and therefore he has to go, and now he has to pay. Because he says, I'm going to believe you whatever you say. In fact, the Gemara Maskefler of Papa, Nihi de Hemne Tfe Menafshe, okay, maybe the borrower gave him enough that he's more credible than himself, but even more than Edom, as he believed. Right? No, he doesn't have to pay them. Right? He's not believed more than Edom. Nice try. Okay, says the Gemara. Ahuda Amar Leila Chavre. This is a guy who says to his friend, Mehemnas li ke betray, that you, I believe you like two people. I consider you like you are two Adam. Kol Amos de Amrit Lo Parana. If you say that I didn't pay, also Parabi Abitlasa. You can then go ahead and, pardon, I believe you, if you say that I didn't pay, I didn't pay. So what did he do then? Also Parabi Abitlasa. He went to go pay for three Adam, and then he said, oh, sorry, he didn't pay over here. Amra Papa ke betray him. The borrower gave him this thing, like his betray, ke betlasa lo him. But he didn't give him like three witnesses, and therefore three will knock out this person. This one says, Amar Malay Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Papa, Amar, Dami Rabbanan, Da Azlinan, Basa, Rov, Deidus. When is it? We can say that when is it that one goes according to Rov Deus, Hanimili in Umdana? That's by a circumstance that there's an Umdana, there has to be some sort of assessment that's going on. The Kamadan Fisha Bikiat Fei, in a situation where you have more that are going, more experts, of Alinian Aedis, when it comes to Aedis, Mea Katre, 100 are like two, and true Utre, Kambea, and therefore three witnesses that go and support the bar are not going to be more credited than the lender who's given that of the Bay Tre, of two people. Lishta Achmina, another version of this, Ahud Amar Leila Chavre says, I was friend, Mahamad is Lika Bay Tre, you're credited to me like two, Kol Emis Damat Lo Parana, whenever you say I haven't repaid. And what did the guy do? Also, Pirate. But those who didn't pay in front of three, Amar Papa, could be tre himne, it's like two, could be tlasa lo himne. It wasn't considered like tlasa. Mask of law, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, tre kamea umea katre. Right? We know that two are like 100, and 100 are considered like two. Therefore, these three Edom who support the bar are not going to be more credible than the person who's the lender who was given the thing. It was like two witnesses. Vi Amar Leila could be tlasa. If the borrower says to this lender that, you're like three witnesses to me, when you say I didn't pay, Valza Parabapi be Arba, and then he goes and pays in front of four Adam, then the lender can't contradict it. Why? The Kavan Denachas Ladeos. Since in the beginning the borrower is saying the number of opinions, Nachan Ladeos, Nachas Ladeos, therefore he's insisting now that he's going to be impacted by the amount of opposing opinions. Therefore, you could end up having, he can knock out three. But he himself will be knocked out with four. Next part of the Mishnah. We don't swear in response to that of a chirish of a katan. We don't go ahead and make it a katan, go ahead and make a swear. My time, what's the reason that a chirish of a katan, we can't make a shvua, can impose there, we can't make a chayiv, a shvua. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ki yitain ishes el re'eu, kesef okeil mishmar. If a man gives money or vessels to his fellow, you have to go into guard and it gets stolen. Vein is seen as katan klum, and giving it a minor is considered nothing. Therefore, this daraisa to geshvua that's alluded to in this second pasuk is not put if he's a katan or if he's not able to be, you know, he's not competent. Aval nishbain, next part of the mishnah, nishbain lekatan lehekdish, but one swears to a minor, to a katan, and to the and to hekdish. Vamart Resha, Ivy send the Resha Anish by Tina Shota Vikatan. So what's going on? We're pulling a switcheroo now and saying that you do it for a katan. Amarav, Biba Bitainas Aviv. If it's a katan is a yasim and he's coming as a claim, a tina of his father, then you could do it. For Lezer and Yaakov, the time within a brace of Bism Yaakov Omer. Pa'amim Sha'adam Nishmal Tainas Atzma. There are times when a person swears in response to his own claim. Ketzad. Amar lo manila avicha biyadi. If someone says to this yasam, a man of your father's is in my possession, v'chaltiv pras, and repaid him half of it, harizah nishma, this person has to swear that he repaid half. V'zehu shenishmal tainas atzmo. And this is the one who swears to in response to his own claim. Chamu v'chamu say, eino ela kamisha v'edu pater. No, he's like someone who's returning a lost object, and therefore he's going to be putter from the Shavua. So the claim of a katan for his dead father's stuff is no less potent than that of claim for payment from the debtor himself. Therefore, our Mishnah's din, which is mechayev a Shavua in the case of a katan, works with the Rebbe Ben Yaakov in the Braisa. Okay, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, lesli mishiv aveda putter. He doesn't hold of this din over here, right? Of course he holds of this din. So what's going on over here? Why does he not say putter to this parallel case when he admits it? Amarav, b'shetaynu katan. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was talking about a case where the minor, this katan, makes a claim against the person. He's a yasam. He claims that he knows that the debt to his father, and that it's completely unpaid. And since he's claiming the money, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov does not consider this person to be like somebody who returns lost property. And therefore, he makes this debtor actually make a shavua. Fact of the Gemara, katan. What are you talking about here? This is a kid. V'al Amart, you just said Einish Bayin Al Tainis Chirishot of a katan. You don't do it. It says Gor Leolam Gadol. Really, we're talking about a Gadol. He's a Yasom, and he's claimed his father's money, and therefore, he's admitting to part of the liability in response to his claim was not voluntary, and therefore, there's no ptur. By my curly katan, why do we call a katan? The legabi mili davu a katan, in reference to his father's stuff, is considered a katan. Yachi, if it's really true that he's a gadol, so time is atzmo, that is a chermi. Why does Rabbi Elazar Yaakov say that the person has to swear in response to his own claim? It's a claim of others. This yasum that's causing him to come in and make a shvua. So for the Gemara, tainis achirim. Really, in a chermi, it's tainis achirim. So das atzmo. But it's the debtor's own modem and mixas is mechayv him to swear. Therefore, it's appropriate to refer to this swear from the consequence of his own claim. Beep, turn the page. Mem beis amud beis. Hold on a second. I don't think so. Kula nami tayef v'cherem v'odos atzman inhu. All claims that cause one to make a shvua of a modem and mixas are also the claim of others and the debtor's own admission. Therefore, we could say that the Chachamim argue to Elazar ben Yaakov and they're going to pater from swearing in such a situation. So it says, Gemara Ella b'derabba kamifugi. Rather, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim are arguing about what Rabba was saying. Dama Rabba, something Rabba said. Why do we say sometimes about the mitzvahs that he swears? Chazaka in other meis panav b'fnei balchovo. So chazaka, a person wouldn't have such a chutzpah in front of his balchov to say such a lie. V'hai b'kuli b'yadilch b'rei. Therefore, it's possible that this debtor really wished to deny the entire claim. V'hai d'lokar, for the reason why he didn't, is because the eno meis panav b'fnei balchovo, you wouldn't be amazed by him to say such a thing. Therefore, the Torah required him to swear about the part that he's denying. Now, really, the debtor, the one who owes the money, may have wanted to admit the entire claim. The fact that he didn't is she's trying to buy himself some time. Or until I get the money, I'll pay him back. Ramei Shavua Ilavei, put a Shavua on him, Keichet Delo Delei Bekulei, that he'll admit to the entire thing. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Savar, Lo Shtabov, Lo Shtabov, no. There's no difference whether the plaintiff is the creditor himself or his son. Eino Meis, he will not be so brazen to deny the whole thing. Hilkach Lav Mashiv Avedahu, Rabbanan Savi, Befan of Hud Eino Meis, he wouldn't be Meis in front of him. But no maize, but in front of his son, he would. With the little maize, since he admits to part of it, mashiv avedehu. It's considered now like a mashiv aveda. Says the Gemara, mi matzis mukam eslak Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We really want to set up this Mishnah and say it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Because Rabbi said that when our Mishnah said that somebody who swears that one swears to a katan, it's talking about when the katan sued for something owed to his dead father, and we said the lacha goes to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. So now we must smoke the lacha Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Hakatani reisha, but didn't we learn the reisha of manav la'aba biyadcha? If one of the yarshim says a manav my father's is in your possession. In the Chabiyah de l'chamishim dinar, versus back now only a 50 dinar, putter, he's going to be putter from making a shvua, even though he partially, acknowledged part of it. Because it's like somebody's meshav aveda, if you're putter from taking a shvua, that this din goes against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is that one has to swear when he's modeh b'miktzas by an orphan for a property owned for his father. But the Gemara says, "Now, awesome. There, the case of the Mishnah, the Lomer Barili. That is, we're talking about where the orphan did not say, 'I am sure that you owed the money,' right? And therefore, so Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is going to admit that given that such a case that the debtor could have denied the entire thing, since he made a partial admission instead, he was regarded as one." Who returns a Aveda, is going to be putter from swearing. And Hacha, but over here in the later case of the Mishnah, the Amar Barili, the Tana is talking about where the orphan did say, "I am certain that you owed my father this money." In that case, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say that a debtor is not brazen enough to deny the entire claim. And so he's obligated to swear like anyone else who admits to part, someone's about to mix us. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel said, that really you don't swear when you're dealing with the katan. Shmuel Amar le katan. When the Mishnah says you swear to a katan, you probably mix a katan. It means you have to swear in order to collect a chiyav from the property of the dead person's katan yerish. However, one doesn't swear a reference to a katan. Lehektish, so when it says, you have to swear to hektish, lipar minichse hektish. It means you have to swear in order to collect a debt from hektish. Frakta kamara, le katan, lipar minichse katan. Is it necessary for the Mishnah to say one swears to a katan to teach that one must swear in order to collect the chiyav from the property of a katan? Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah later on. Minichse yisomim, someone comes to collect debt from yidichse yisomim, orphan's property, lo yipar ele b'shvua. You can collect it only with a shvuah. Tati lamali. So why do I need to have two things for the same din? How come I shvulon the abaye kashisha? Must be it's coming to teach us that the halacha goes according to abaye kashisha. Kashisha means like the older one. The tani abaye kashisha because the abaye kashisha taught yisomim sha'amro. The orphans that we said are gonna, you know, get protected. Gedolim, they're gedolim. Pein tzarich lomer ketanim, and it's not necessary to even say ketanim are gonna be taken. You know, are gonna be taken care of. Bein l'shavua, bein l'ziburis. It's true both for the chiyav that one may not collect from the property without a shavua, bein l'ziburis, and for the din that one may collect only from the lower level property, right? Ziburis, bein this, and the lowest one is ziburis. He can only collect from that lower class stuff. Okay, lehekdesh. We said that when the Mishnah says someone has to swear to hekdesh, the par minich say hekdesh. It means that one has to swear in order to collect from hekdesh. Tanina, what do you mean? We already learned that in the Mishnah. Both these Mishnahs are done up mimhei. Minichasim mishubadim. When it says one comes to collect from things like karka, lo yipro ela b'shvua, can only do the shvua. Umali mishubadim lehedyot, umali mishubadim legavah. What's the difference whether these type of mishubad stuff are sold to a regular person or to a hektish? Why does our Mishnah teach that one has to swear when getting it from from hektish? That says, oh, the point is, why did I forget a way to say this if we already learned this in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Itzuch, we still need it. Because I would have thought, Hedyot, collecting this type of stuff from a Hedyot, is the sole focus of the other Mishnah. The other Mosa Kanunya al Hedyot, because a person might do a shtick against a regular person. If the buyer of these type of Nechasim was an individual, the debtor might falsely admit that the debt remains unpaid, right? It was not paid, therefore allowing the creditor to extract the property from the buyer. The debtor and the creditor would then divide the property between themselves. To deter this type of shtick, it says that the creditor has to swear before collecting any of these nechasim shebadim. Aval hekdesh, when he's collecting hekdesh, they ain't all the most kinyan al hekdesh. People don't do shtick when it comes to hekdesh. So therefore, if we had only the other Mishnah, then we would allow the creditor to collect from the temple treasure without swearing. Kamash Balon. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that we do suspect the shtick even against hekdesh, even against Beis Hamikdash things. V'hamar Rav Huna said, Shchibmi Rash, Hekdesh Kol Nechas, if a person on the deathbed, he is makdesh all of his property. V'hamar Mana L'Ploni B'Yadim. And then he says, Ploni is a money in my possession. Right? Ne'eman, he is believed, and that person can go and collect the money, even with any sort of shvua. Chazaka, Ein Adamos Ekhnunya, Ala Hekdesh, people don't do with the Ekhnunya and Hekdesh. Now, if our Mishnah taught that we should suspect things against Hekdesh, how could Rav Huna rule against the Mishnah? Therefore, it must come out, we have to explain that Shmuel's interpretation of our Mishnah is incorrect. And for the Gemara, Amri, Hani, Mili, the sinner of Huna, that we don't suspect that there's some sort of shtick, a person wouldn't be conspired against the Misa Mikdash, Shchimira, is specifically to a person on a deathbed, doesn't expect to live, to get hanah from all these things that he's getting from a bad place. Right, so we don't suspect that he's going to mess over the temple treasury because a person doesn't sin, he's not going to get any personal hanah from it. Therefore, shchiv mira will not lie for the benefit of someone else. Of agave bari, when you reference to a healthy man who expects to benefit from his wrongdoing, Vada Cheshinim, we're definitely going to suspect that he's going to do some sort of conspiracy against the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, my friends, I know we're high up on the page, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.